You're tuned into the Midday Show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, online around the globe at kexp.org. And we got a lot of people in this room right now. Very excited to have you here. It's Alan Stone. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks so much for coming. How many people in this band?
Well, there's eight of us.
All right.
It's kind of like a revolving thing. When we can fit eight, we use eight. When we can only fit five or four or three or just me, we kind of revolve and evolve, and it's a work in progress. But today we have eight.
Well, thank you all for coming. We're so excited. Let's hear what you got.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Politicians manipulate minds, yeah. And public opinion is either left or is right. No middle, no progression. We just argue and fight. For centuries we've been digging divides. Every time I open my eyes, it seems my
Alan Stone live on KEXP. That is just mind-blowing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a song called Contact High.
Are you looking for peace of mind? You won't find it in your status life. Are you trying to prove? And who's mountain are you trying to move? Well, I fell for it too, yeah. Whatever keeps you occupied, yeah. Whatever keeps you contact high, whatever keeps you security, validation or identity, yeah. You won't find it in things. Oh, the more you got it, the less you see. Well, I fell for it too. Whatever keeps you occupied, whatever keeps you diamond. treasure that we all seek is hiding in plain sight of me. Yeah. Whatever keeps you occupied, whatever gives you contact high, whatever keeps you busy.
Stone live on KEXP. That is just incredible.
Oh, thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you so
Sarah.
Much. You have such an amazing and powerful voice. And then you go to your shows and you see this young man with the golden blonde hair and this world-weary voice, just gut-wrenching. How did you start making music? When did you know you wanted to be a singer?
Well, I grew up, my father was a minister, and so I grew up singing ever since I was a wee one. And I loved singing in a congregation. You know, growing up in church, it's always you sing with, you know, 100 other people. And so I always really enjoyed like communal singing. And I wasn't until like I think I was probably like 14 or 15 I picked up a guitar. My dad taught me a couple chords and just kind of started strumming out my own songs, and that kind of led to you know, maybe I could do this for a living. I'm still trying to figure that all out, but it was probably around that time, when about 15 and 16, I figured out Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye, and started listening to like Al Green and all those old soul greats. And that was kind of, I think, when the passion ignited for at least singing and songwriting, for sure.
Now, you come from a small town in Washington. What have you always been drawn to, soul and R&B? Is that the music you grew up with?
I grew up with gospel music originally, like Kirk Franklin and Mary Mary and Fred Hammond. And then my dad listened to like Chicago and John Denver. And so there was kind of this weird eclectic mix growing up of like gospel music and soul music, and then like country singer-songwriter stuff. But primarily, yeah, that was what I listened to a lot of, was soul music growing up, in R&B, and a little bit of current stuff mixed with a lot of old stuff.
Well, it's a good thing you love that style of music, because it's a definite great fit for your voice.
Thank you so much.
Now, just about 6 weeks ago, you released your latest album, mm-hmm. self-titled Alan Stone,
yeah.
And I noticed that you have worked with some very, very impressive musicians on that album. Tell me where you recorded that, and talk about some of the people that you worked with.
Well, we did that in L.A., and I mean, I'm blessed all over the place with incredible musicians in here today. But I got a chance to work with Calvin Turner and Darren Johnson and Josh Smith and Lamar Carter. And those guys have played like with Rafael Sadiq and... why am I forgetting his name? The horn player for the Tower of Power played on the record. Just surrounded by these musicians that I have no reason to be in the same room with. It was an incredible blessing and a huge, like, it was very humbling at that point, because, you know, when you're around people who actually know how to do what they're supposed to do, and you're not as equipped as they are in that department as far as musicality goes, it's very humbling to sit back and learn from them. And so I did a lot of that.
That's wonderful that you were open to that. Was it a very different experience then from how you recorded your first album?
Yeah, I mean, I had met Lior Goldenberg, who produced a good portion of the record, and he told me like 2.5 weeks before that, you know, of these gamut of musicians that we had procured for the record, and I was, you know, at first like ecstatic, you know, and then when it got closer to the time of like, oh, I'm gonna be in the same room as these guys, that they're gonna see right through me, it was a little bit nauseating, but it was really a collaborative effort, you know. Like I would come in with scratch tracks of songs that I had just on me and my guitar, and they would say, well, what do you think about this, or what do you think about this, and we would kind of just groove as a unit in the studio. and then later on, Lee Thornburg is his name, who plays for Tower of Power. He came in and did all the horn arrangements, and Darren Johnson, who played keyboards, came in afterwards and overdubbed. But the rhythm section was, we got in the studio and gelled and kind of found that pocket, which is the record sound at this point.
Well, it sounds like you were a little bit intimidated and nervous going in, but you certainly brought a lot of great goods to the table as well. Once you were going, was it a fun and relaxing process?
Oh, it was. Everybody was so accommodating. Lior Goldenberg, like I said, produced a portion of it, and then Andy Rose, another producer out of L.A., produced another portion of it, and you know, Ethan Phillips, who plays with Orgone, played bass on a couple parts of it, and Pete McNeil, and just a wide array of incredible musicians.
Wow, the list just goes on and on and on. Do you leave anyone for the next record?
Hopefully these guys.
Yeah, you guys all sound great together. I read somewhere that you wrote all the songs for Last to Speak. Did you write everything for this new one as well?
I co-wrote a good portion of this last record. I wrote, I think, all but one on the first record, just by myself. And then the second record, I really wanted to just challenge my songwriting a little bit. And not just come from, you know, my perspective personally, musically more so. And so I wrote, I think, 4 songs with Andy Rose, and then a couple other songs with some other LA songwriters. And it was more so just to challenge me as a songwriter to step outside of that, like, this is how I write songs, and this is how every song has turned out since. But it was a wonderful experience. It gets you like regimented on, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to write a song today. And if I don't like it, I'm not going to use it. And if I do like it, then hopefully we will.
Well, it looks like you pushed yourself in every aspect of this album, and the payoff was so worth it. I know that the album just came out, so I hate to ask you this, but are you energized? Did you already think about things you want to do next time around?
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah, I'm already the clock's always, I think as an artist, you're always turning with like what's coming next. Especially as a writer, you're always thinking of, you know, obviously new topics and new arrangements. So yeah, those wheels are turning at this point. Very, very premature at this point, because it's just, the record came out so recently. But
and speaking of wheels turning, you do a lot of playing live and a lot of touring. Clearly, that's something that you enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, that's my passion, is playing live. That's where I find enjoyment. I mean, that's what I grew up in, was singing in the church, and so playing live is my favorite part of music. So yeah, those wheels are turning, and hopefully we'll continue to tour, excuse me.
I know you're heading down this weekend to California. You got a lot of shows coming up, including an all ages one here in Seattle on Saturday, January 14th at the Neptune Theater.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. And I want to thank you all so much for coming in today. You sound incredible, and love to talk you into a couple more songs.
Oh, we'd be more than happy.
It's Alan Stone live here in the KEXP studios. A brand new album just came out called Alan Stone.
Every day the deficit grows, and you spend more than you own. Opposite side, keep a close eye on your authority. Yeah. much it didn't father push on a vulture. We can't stretch it any farther. Push on a vulture. Never be dead, taxes increase. So is this our thing? Or is this or these? And Papa said, son, it's the land of the free, yeah. Oh, and Lizzie broke his back trying to make ends meet. Yeah, yeah. Well, you say that you it any farther. Push, oh, boo, 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 we can't stretch it any farther. Push on, oh, pump, head, head, on, oh, push, yeah, oh, tear, yeah,
Stone. Wow, live here on KEXP.
Thank you.
There's so much going on in this room, I can't help but smile. We got three videographers and they've all got whiplash. They're flipping around trying to catch all everything there is to see with so many of you doing so much in here.
There's a lot of visual stimulus in this room.
As I'm sure there always is with your live show. I highly recommend people go out and see them. You got a lot coming up. We got listeners all over the country and all over the world. So do you have plans to tour? I know you tour a lot, mostly up and down the West Coast, I've noticed, although mm-hmm. you've been other places. Do you have plans to go places you haven't been before this coming year?
I have a run starts in January that's mostly like Midwest, East Coast, and that'll be about a month long. So the Midwest I've played before, but it was like I did a college tour with just me and my guitar. And so it wasn't kind of the same element that I'm trying to portray at this point. But yeah, I'll re-hit those markets. I've hit them before, but kind of, you know, in cafeterias at colleges and stuff like that.
Well, you've left lots of new areas to discover as well.
Yeah, totally.
I hope you get a chance to spread your music across the water one of these days, too, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that
hopefully
would be
soon.
Amazing. That would be amazing. Hopefully. Cross our fingers. This song called Satisfaction.
Your love, if I don't, but now it seems like I'm just another coil in your rope for granted. Now it seems like I'm just a victim in your schemes. Some purpose you're gonna take it. How many hurts you're gonna break for you find satisfaction? You lay a stake, then you eat your food, and then you shoot.
Alan Stone live on KEXP. What a group effort that was. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it, Cheryl.
And highly recommend the new album, Alan Stone. And here in Seattle, you can see them at the Neptune Theater on January 14th. Thanks again, everybody.
Of course. Thank you so much.
This is KEXP Seattle.